He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Tuesday, May 19th, and the second day of OTAs is in the books for the Texans. But there are a few players who weren't able to participate this day. That would be guard Chester Pitts, defensive end Antonio Smith, and defensive tackle Travis Johnson, because all three are dealing with injury issues. Chester Pitts has had both elbows scoped and probably will not be playing till training camp, and Antonio Smith is dealing with some hamstring issues. Now, as for Travis Johnson, the situation remains a little bit unclear. But here's head coach Gary Kubiak after practice. He talked about how practice went, and of course, he gives some injury updates on the team.
It was good. We worked on team today. We're going to kind of bounce back and forth between our individual and our team stuff. So let's start on that. Well, what we're trying to do is we need a lot more teaching. We've got some young players that I think can help this team. And instead of force feeding them some of our stuff, we're going to take it a little slower. Our veterans are fine. So we're really trying to catch some of those young guys up in individual. Get them in a better position to help the team faster.
How's a guy like Orlovsky fitting into your system?
Well, I think he's fine, Bob. Terminology-wise, it's not a big change for him. I think, coaching-wise, probably some of the things we're telling him compared to maybe what he's done in the past are probably different. But he's a big, talented young man. He's just like Matt from a size and how he plays the game. So when you're coaching Matt, you're coaching him. It's not like two different guys. He can get so much better. You know, it's fun to coach a guy like that you see all this talent that you know can get so much better as a player. And, he's got some big steps to take, but I'm excited about his direction.
Mentally, how do you compare him to a Sage? Sage was always ready to pop right in. Is this kid?
This kid's smart. Yeah, he's very smart. Sage has been doing it a long time. This guy not as long, but this guy has had some time on the job. I mean, he's played under about as tough a circumstance as you could play last year and kept battling every week, so that says a lot for his character. So, we'll keep working with him, but I think we've got a good one.
Gary, what's the matter with Antonio Smith?
He's had a hamstring issue, John, for about the last 2 weeks, and instead of pushing him through this, we thought he might do something yesterday. Watching him work with Cap, it didn't. To me, it doesn't look like he's ready to go, so I'm not going to push him. Chester had his elbows cleaned out. He had one elbow 1 week, the other elbow the following week. So he's precaution. He probably will not work much at all in the OTAs, if any. It'll be at the end. Travis was doing fine throughout the offseason. Last week started on a few different things, so he's going to have to catch up physically before we let him on the field.
Moby says that knee's still feeling kind of funny. Is that slowing him down at all?
No, I mean, he's been fine. He was good yesterday. He has a quad problem, actually, that has given his knee some soreness, and we feel like we're on top of that. But he's had a good off season, so that's just telling you something he doesn't tell me. I think he's okay.
Gary, for Travis not to be out there, how bad is that for him?
It's not good. I mean, he needs to be out there. He needs to be out there helping the football team, and he's got a long, long way to go as a player, but he's got issues. So we'll get the issues solved, and then we'll let him get out here and compete.
Can you imagine at the owners' meetings that a guy on offense to really step up was playing defense or something? That was 2 months ago. Have you seen in this short period of what you've seen?
Oh, we just got started, John.
Well,
they've both been very good. Moby started a little slow with his knee issue, but he's been a 100% participant. He's having a good offseason. Dwayne the same. I could probably talk more about that about a week from now when I watch him work.
How important is it for him to step up?
Who's that? It's very important. I mean, he's a guy who was brought in here to be an upfield player, rush a passer. He's had his flashes as a player. We're looking for consistency in the long haul, so hopefully Bill can get him there and he'll do the work to get him there.
What are you guys looking for offseason?
Well, I tell you what. Knock on wood, he's been excellent in the offseason. He's been he's grown up. He's handled himself a lot better than he has in the past. He's becoming a pro to me. So with that should come better play and more consistent. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Hopefully he continues to do it every day. But he's been a very pleasant surprise throughout the offseason.
Has it just been part of the maturation process you were hoping?
Yeah, I think it is. Sometimes guys got to go through some rough times, you know, before they figure out, hey, this isn't easy. And, you know, Jacoby's one of those young men that had a lot of success very early coming into this league and then all of a sudden realized how tough it was week to week. Had some other issues that we had to work through, but he's shown this offseason that he understands what's most important, and it's the job he does on the field. So just hopefully it keeps heading in that direction.
Coach, it looks like Fred Bennett's going to get a lot of reps. How important is that for him?
Well, Fred's a starter right now, you know. So in this league's about opportunity, and through Dante's situation, Fred's a starting corner on this team right now, and we'll see how he does with it. But he's really taken to David's attention, and he's worked very, very hard. He's had two good days to start off with here, so we'll see.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.